Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And finally, Matt Scraby is back with us here on Gwynn and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Milwaukee. Tony was on first hour of the show. Now he's down doing his pregame rigmarole.
He said it's a very, very nice day in Milwaukee.
He did. He gave us a little weather report there. Game one of the series will feature Randy Vasquez.
I love him.
You love him.
I do. I was talking to Sam about this earlier.
What'd you say?
I like how dramatic he makes everything, even if it makes people tear their hair out.
I'm glad you like that.
I do like him getting out of innings when he's not supposed to, stuff like that.
So. Why anybody would wish for him to put people on base is beyond me, but...
I don't wish for it.
Well, you apparently do.
I embrace it.
Apparently you do. Chad Patrick is the right-hander going for the Brew Crew. Don't know a lot about him. Young guy from Crown Point, Indiana. He's 26. He started 7 games, and he's got a pretty good ERA, 2.37. I hate to say it, but everybody's been pitching pretty well against the Padres, except for those two Miami games last weekend. Padres are not scoring a lot of runs. Since the 21-0 win over the Rockies, and this is Sam Levitt's statistics, so if it's wrong, blame him. Since the 21-0 win over the Rockies, Sam tells me that Padres have the lowest OPS in all of baseball. That's been 3 weeks ago now, 3.5 weeks.
That's concerning.
Anytime you're lower than the Pirates in offense, that's not a good thing. So, you know, you got to scratch and claw and find a way. And frankly, in that span, their record is 10-13. That isn't as bad as being last in OPS would suggest.
That's very true.
So you can look at it that way. We talked to
Jeff Levering from Milwaukee. He's the Brewers radio and TV play-by-play guy.
Oh, and good to see you getting some guests for your show.
I didn't do it. It was Frank.
Oh, okay. Way to go, Frank.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I should have known you didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, he texted me last night, hey, we got the Brewers play-by-play broadcaster, and I was like, cool, you want to start working for me too? Come on now. Working with me, I won't say for me. But we talked to him and I asked him about Chad Patrick and he said he's been surprising to people.
Sure.
And he throws strikes. So,
well, you'll have one pitcher throwing strikes and one pitcher throwing balls tonight. I hope that the one throwing balls gets the game ball at the end.
Oh, look at that.
All right, let's go to today's Daily Gambit. See how things are matching.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I was not here for some bets, so I pass it back to Chris.
Frank and I did a bunch of stuff this week. Okay. I had a rare 8-0 day.
Dang.
I think it was Tuesday.
Is there proof of this?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to go back to the tape.
Okay, fine.
Listen
I
to
can
my
do that.
Picks
you're
if
right,
you really want
right.
to.
You're right.
For the week, I was 14-7, which is quite good.
That is good.
But Frank beat me. Frank 15-6.
What the heck is his secret?
Luck, I think.
Oh man. Okay.
First, beginner's luck.
All right.
I would say. So we head into the weekend with a bunch of stuff to talk about. We'll start with the Padres and Brew Crew tonight. 8.5 runs is your over-under total. It is difficult to bet over when the Padres are concerned right now. They, you know, they have to keep the games close. They're not scoring a bunch. You know, the Brewers are 9-10, but the Padres, I don't think, are going to win a high-scoring game. They're going to have to find a way. I'm going to keep it under tonight again until, you know, until I see Fernando and Merrill start breaking out of it. A little bit.
Felt like I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
Even though they didn't have a successful result, I felt like I saw it. I said this earlier today, but the Padres seem to play their best when their back is against the wall. And
you're feeling it's against the wall tonight.
I said it wasn't quite against the wall, but coming home, playing the Dodgers after, say, getting swept by the Brewers is not a good
That's
feeling.
That's not how you want to go into that.
No.
For
so
sure.
So I'm going to say that they figure it out and they go over.
Go over. So you think, like, the Padres by themselves will go over, like, 9-0?
It's going to be a 5-4.
Don't, 5-4 yeah,
win.
Okay.
5-4
right.
win.
Dodgers, who have a two-game lead, before they come to San Diego, they're going to St. Louis this weekend. Take on the surprising Redbirds. Dodgers favored by 1.5 tonight. Dodgers starting pitcher tonight is Justin Robleski. Robleski.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Well, I don't know, because he's been starting a few games. I mean, this is what the Dodgers are down to now. Cardinals, you know, they're having a nice season.
They are.
I don't think anybody expected the Cardinals to be doing anything. And they're doing all right. The Cardinals are throwing Sonny Gray, who I think is one of their best pitchers. In fact, I know he's one of their best pitchers. Dodgers favored by 1.5 here. What do you got? Boy, a long thought.
This one does confuse me a little bit. Going Cardinals.
I'll take Cardinals just based on the starting pitching matchup. Mets are 1.5 at Colorado.
Uh-oh.
Don't look now. Rockies. Coming off a sweep of the Marlins. But just as soon as they finally do something... Bad news for the Rockies. Their shortstop, Ezekiel Tovar, back to the injured list today. And here's more bad news. Kodai Senga is pitching for the Mets tonight. I think I'll
at
go
Coors,
with them.
Though.
It doesn't matter. The Rockies don't score anywhere.
Okay.
And even if you look at their three-game sweep of the Marlins, I think they only scored 10 runs. I'll take the Mets.
I'll go Mets, too.
Good matchup tonight in Detroit.
Detroit,
you've got two division leaders, two of the best records in the league. In fact, I think, I'm pretty sure I know, the best record in the American League right now is the Tigers.
It is.
The best record in the National League is? Do you know?
Would it be the Mets?
It's the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And tonight, the Cubs play the Tigers. So there you have it. Matchup of the two best in the league. Ben Brown. For the Cubs, Tarek Skubal.
Oh, gosh.
Detroit, 7.5 strikeouts for Skubal. Over,
Skubal.
Under. Skubal, 7.5 strikeouts.
Am I up first?
Yes.
I'm going to go over.
Over? Not me. Cubs are tough. They're going to find a way to keep it under. You cannot watch that game tonight. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, great.
The Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight. Game two in Edmonton. Edmonton took the opener in a overtime thriller, 4-3. Oilers are favored by 1.5 in game two tonight. I think this is a no-brainer. The defending Stanley Cup champs, Florida, will even the series, I predict. I will take them.
I'll go the other way then.
You'll take the oil.
The oilers.
6.5 goals is over-under for this game. You got any thoughts there? There were 7 scored in the series opener.
I don't really have a good indication of what's going to happen, but I'll say over.
Okay. They were under the other night until overtime, which
counts.
It's one of those weird things. You get to the end of the game, and at the over-under 6.5, and the score is tied 3-3, even though you're winning at that moment, you've lost. Because someone's going to score in overtime.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of a weird dynamic. I'll take under. Tomorrow, it is Sabalenka, the number one seed at the French Open. 3.5 game favorite over the number two American, Coco Gauff. This is tough. I really like Coco Gauff. She fights and scraps and battles, and she's talented. And she could be an American winning the French Open, which hardly ever happens on that surface. But Sabalenka is a... I'm telling you, she's an absolute machine.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Sabalenka. I don't want to.
What's
but
the... Is it straight up or what?
-3.5.
-3.5.
Games.
Okay. I see.
So Sabalenka would have to win like 6-4, 6-4 for me to win that at the moment.
I'll cheer for the American.
You
and
should.
Go for Coco
you
Gauff.
Should. Coco's got a fighting chance. But Sabalenka put it on the defending champion Swiatek the other day in the final set. 6-love. And nobody does that to Swiatek. All right, one more. Sunday, it'll be game two of the NBA Finals. Because
they needed 3 days off in between.
Yeah, exactly. I love that, too. Oklahoma City... the Vegas people not undaunted after their loss last night where they were favored by 9.5 points. Undaunted, Vegas now makes them 11-point favorites in game two.
My gosh.
What do you got here? It's obviously at OKC.
I don't think OKC loses another one, but I don't know that it's going to be a blowout, so I'll say Pacers.
Pacers, plus 11. I think it... Pacers will not be blown out. They should have been last night. I'll take OKC, though, because I think they will even the series. And they normally win by, you know, double digits when they win. All right, there's our picks for the weekend.
Good.
What do you got tonight between Texas and Texas Tech for the softball title? I know you're rooting for Texas because you don't want to see Patrick Mahomes celebrate.
Oh, I don't care about
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. You were so upset that he was even had the audacity to show up at the game. You'll be even more upset to hear this.
What?
He bought gear for all the players.
Well, that's nice of him.
Oh, okay. You're happy with that?
I honestly did not know that was allowed in college. You could pay players, but...
NIL. You can do anything you want. It's free.
Didn't you say that you get you giving a soda to one of the Aztec women?
15 years ago.
Okay, so it's changed.
Yes, you can buy whatever you want now.
Did he buy the whole team gear?
Got the whole team gear.
All right. That's very nice of him.
We'll see if Matthew McConaughey tries to get the Texas team gear before tonight's game. Try to match.
I didn't even think about that, but he has to be there, right?
Come on.
He's Mr. Texas.
Come on. All right, we'll take a break. More Gwen and Chris ahead. After traffic.
No, sorry, that was my fault. I'm getting used to this being back here with you guys thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball coming your way tonight on 97.3 The Fan. As a matter of fact, you better dial it in for the weekend. Because after tonight, Padre baseball disappears from where you normally find it on television. Tomorrow's game will be the national game on Fox, so you might be able to locate that. But I challenge everybody to find the game Sunday morning. Good luck, unless you know what the hell Roku channel is. Because Scraby doesn't even know that I know it's not going to be easy to find.
I mean,
and you're not.
Not
coming up with any answers for me at all.
Well, I'm looking on the chat, and they're telling me that there's a free TV app, but then someone said you had to sign up for the live TV version of the Roku app, and so I've been thinking a lot about this.
Sunday morning, what are you going to do?
Oh, no, not about that. Oh. I've been thinking about how stupid Rob Manfred is, because he's made it so hard for fans to access his sport, and the more I think about Rob Manfred, the more I think how much he's going to mess up this TV situation.
I got to believe, look, Padre fans, you know, you guys are going to do everything you can, you know, to find the game Sunday morning, you know, try to watch it. Me personally, I'm just not even going to go there. I'll just wait for the highlights. Honestly, I'm not even going to try. But I think I'm in the majority. I don't think a lot of people are even going to bother. I'm going to go to Spiro's and, you know, take advantage of their 10 a.m. brunch. It's not worth it. I mean, the one time I did it on the football, because it was a playoff game.
It caused a lot of
problem for me, man. It took me 7 months to extract myself from the contract.
That is true.
And all I wanted to do was pay $5 and watch a football game. So streaming has made it difficult on some of us. Others just laugh it off. I get you. I know it's okay for you, but you know, just understand there's other people out there. And we've talked about this before, Scraby. Even though we make fun of me on the show, correctly so, that I'm, you know, kind of too old for this newfangled stuff, I'm actually better at it than a lot of people my age.
In my generation.
I've had some DMs that have told me that, yes, you are better than
right?
a lot of people.
So if I'm not willing to try to find the Padre game Sunday, I imagine there's quite a few out there who won't. But you're right. Baseball, everybody else thinks that they got to stream, you know, this stuff. And, you know, this is my other last quick thing that bugs me about streaming. When you do have a game on streaming, because I've tried to watch a couple of the SDFC matches, and that's another story that we could get into another time. I mean, I wish those were more easier to access, too. But let's say I really don't have a lot of time to watch the game, but I want to check in and see how things are going. You cannot turn on the TV, click one button, and be there. You've got to get signed up. You've got to get in there. You got to find the right app. You have to scroll down and find the game. And then even once you press that, that little thing will spin around for 3 minutes.
But you know what happens, too.
It takes too long. Like, after that, I'm like, I'll look the score up on my phone and go home, you know?
When
or I'm at home, but you know what I mean? It's like enough. I don't have the time. Who has the time for this anymore?
When you log it, or okay, I get home. I turn on the cable box. I turn on the TV.
Okay.
Hit the guide button. Have to go all the way down.
Because
I have no idea where the game's on, so I got to go find it.
Well, I know. I mean, if there's a game on ESPN, I turn it on. I hit 29, and I'm there. 29. Boom.
Your ESPN is... What's
29.
What's your Padres channel?
305, I believe.
I guess we probably
have the same.
No.
We both live north of the 8. Right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anyway, good luck finding the games Friday, but you know, or Sunday. You can hear them all here, of course, with Jesse and Tony. Starting tonight. Couple of quick baseball notes for those just tuned in. A pretty big story in baseball today. Corbin Burnes, former Cy Young Award winner, gonna make a ton of money to sit and do nothing for about a year and a half.
that's one way to look at it. Yes.
He's gonna have Tommy John surgery. Don't you think in a fair world, the Diamondbacks should say to Corbin Burnes, okay, you got to have Tommy John surgery. That's fair. But here's what else is fair. You make all the money, you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he should have to pay for it.
Who should?
The team.
Why?
Because he's operating under... If I got hurt here, the company would pay for my medical bills.
Don't be so sure.
You're right.
You better check the fine print on that one, pal.
They would be like, well, you know, we have this video of you, and you fell on your own.
That's right. It's your responsibility. I don't know. I mean, who can afford it more, the team or Corbin Burnes? I guess the team can, but I'm sure Corbin Burnes. How much do you think it costs?
For a Tommy?
Never really thought about that.
You know, my shoulder surgery was like upwards of, and this is not a number that I paid, but like $20,000?
Yeah.
I would assume it's more because that's a more intensive surgery than my shoulder
surgery. According
to
what I just typed in, how much does Tommy John surgery cost? Says between 15 and 50 grand.
I'm thinking it's
50. I'm assuming they're the pricier people, yeah.
Yeah.
So 40, 50.
Neil Elatrosh is the guy. He's the guy who's charging 50.
Look, 50 grand, that's more than a lot of people's yearly paycheck. Seriously is.
To
get a surgery.
Tony tells me, though, that Major League Baseball has really, really good insurance, which they should. But
I would imagine they're paying the highest possible premiums for those things.
But don't you think that if you were, say this light fell on you and it hit you in the eye, and then your eye was messed up and you needed eye surgery, don't you think that the company would have to pay for that?
I hope so, but I don't know.
That's a good point.
couple of other notes. Braves, you mentioned this, I think, yesterday to me. Craig Kimbrell, who is a closer for the Braves in 1983, is like back closing for the Braves. They have, the Braves gave up 7 in the ninth yesterday, so they have turned to... Craig Kimbrell. Here's the guy that they sent to the minor leagues. Or no, I beg your pardon. They traded right-hander to the Baltimore Orioles today out of their bullpen. You know what the guy's name is? Scott Blewett.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah,
yeah.
I've
worst name you could ever have for a reliever, I would think. Anyway,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the Braves news. Rockies, I told you, Ezekiel Tovar to the injured list again. I think it's the second time for him. Oakland A, Shay Langeliers, injured list, 10-day. A's had lost 9 in a row until yesterday. I think they won. The A's have been in a free fall, and people are starting to complain loudly now out of that Oakland organization.
About
playing in the minor league ballpark. These guys are major leaguers. They don't
are complaining.
Yes, they don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to sound bad, so they're not blabbing it out loud. But you're hearing more and more about
it.
You
have every right to be mad, Oakland A's.
Oakland A's. You worked your whole life to make the major leagues, and now you have to play. You get a minor league situation.
Like Luis Severino signed a 3-year deal with them. He might not even get to play in the new stadium. He's just going to play in a minor league park the rest of his time there.
Money well spent by the A's. I believe he has one win.
How much do you think that Craig Kimbrel has made in his career?
Oh, I don't know. He's been around since the
dawn of time.
Yeah.
He's made, I'm going to round up, $128 million in his career.
Pretty good.
That is incredible.
We talked about the Dodgers starting left-hander Justin Robleski tonight. He was just recalled today. 24-year-old rookie Landon Knack, otherwise known as Landon Knack, was sent back to AAA for the Blue Crew. All right. Take a break. Got your big five?
I
can't wait. There's a lot of good stuff today I was going to talk about, but I saved it for you, assuming you'll have it in the big five. We'll see if I'm right or not. We'll see if I'm right or not when Gwen and Chris resumes after a quick break for the bottom of the hour. Break.
What's up, San Diego? I'm Brayden Suprenant, and I'm talking all things local sports, especially Padres baseball. Give me a call. Be part of the show weekdays, 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Chris Ello here. Skinny Chris Ello for SD Fat Loss. Isn't it funny, Scraby, that no matter how much weight we lose, I still can't talk into the microphone without my ear buds in my ear.
It is weird. I understand.
It's kind of silly, but it's true. That's why there was a pause there. But I'm ready now, and I'm here to tell you about SD Fat Loss because it's a life-changing thing for you out there. And it's about time you join the group. Myself, Scraby, Ben, many other people around here, and then dozens and dozens of our listeners. Since we've been talking about this for over 2 years, you should be next. But you got to start by calling 858-665-3211 or go online at sdfatloss.com. Start finding out the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day. Naturally. You don't have to count calories. They'll do that for you. You don't have to exercise. They won't do that for you, but you don't have to do it. You can still lose the weight anyway, and you don't have to eat those nasty prepackaged meals. SD Fat Loss works, and that's because you're going to get the knowledge, the information you need to lose the weight, know why you lost it, and know how and why you're keeping it off, like I have for almost 2 years. And if you call now, you get the summer special, $200 off the price. $200, it's a nice savings. So stop waiting around. Do something great for you. Eight things as we get back underway here. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. This is going to be our final segment today. We're going to extend on a little past the top of the hour as we get ready for Padre Baseball, Sam Levitt's pregame show. We have, during this segment, a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's Dodgers-Padres game to give away.
Yes, grab tickets at padres.com/tickets.
So I'd say that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this necessarily because I want to do a trivia question and you would have to answer the phones.
Let's answer them.
Got it. All right. Here's the question. And we'll just take you live on the air so nobody swear.
Yes.
Or I swear. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, if you swear.
So don't do it.
The Dodgers tickets are gone.
Yeah, we'll keep them. There you go.
Well, we can't do that, but.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. You'll lose out for everybody. All right, so everybody don't. And Scraby, he's not going to start opening the phones till I'm done with the question. So don't start dialing right now. He'll just hang up on you.
I'm locking them right now.
Okay, here's the question. I thought this up this morning when I was looking stuff up, and this is how my mind goes. I was looking at football stuff, and I started thinking to myself, Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 years. Beyond that, they've been to 7 straight AFC championship games. That's crazy for anyone to be able to accomplish that.
That is.
Well, before them, the Patriots were in the AFC championship, it seemed like, every year. So what did I want to know? Who are the two teams who played each other in the AFC championship game the last time neither the Chiefs nor the Patriots were in it?
Oh, that's a fantastic question.
All right, so whoever comes up with that first is going to win. Now, I'm sure you're going to run and look it up, but
that's fine.
It might be too late if somebody else can get it first. Winner gets 2 tickets to see the Dodgers-Padre game next Wednesday. Again, the question, you got to name, not the year, you just got to name the two teams that played in the AFC Championship game the last time that neither the Chiefs nor the Patriots were in the game.
And if we take your call and you say, what's the question?
Yeah, don't say that. Just come on with an answer. Otherwise, we'll hang up on you immediately.
We will. And it's one of my favorite things to do.
I know. You love to do it. And please don't swear, because we're trusting you.
We already had someone swear on the Braden Soprano show this week.
Then let's not do it again.
All right. I'm going to unlock
the phones. He's unlocked the phones, so everybody's dialing in. Where are you going here, Scrape? I don't have my die. I wish I had that so I could roll that and we'd choose what line to pick. You know, so we got kind of a fair thing. Where would it be?
I don't know. I'm just going to pick line. I'm not going to look, and I'm going to pick line 2.
Line 2. It is Jason. Looks like Jason.
Jason, do you know the answer
Jason,
to the trivia question?
Jason, give us an answer. The two teams who played in the AFC title game.
Give me the Bills and the Ravens.
Not correct.
Not correct.
Not correct. All right, next. Why don't you just go down the row? 3.
Okay, 3 is Daniel.
Okay. Hi, Daniel. Who is it?
Hey.
Who are the two teams?
In the AFC West Championship?
Hang up on Daniel. Doesn't know the question.
Sorry, Daniel.
On to Jake in North Park. You need to know the question.
But he did. Never mind.
He said the AFC West Championship.
You're right.
That's not it.
All right. Hello, Jake.
Jake, what do you got?
Okay, I think I have this. I think it is the Steelers and the Jets.
Wow.
Jake, go to the head of the class, and we'll see you at the game Wednesday. Well done.
Stay there, Jake. That was...
Did you get that without looking it up? Because I couldn't even have done that.
No, I got to put him back on.
Jake. Uh-oh.
Why is this not working?
No, don't hang up on him, Jake. Don't go anywhere, Jake.
If you get hung up on Jake, you call me right back.
Yeah, because some Scraby's having a problem with your phone line.
It's all of a sudden not working.
All right. Jake's the winner.
Okay, there he is, Jake.
Okay, there you are. Jake, did you look it up, or did you know that somehow?
I had to phone a friend. I know nothing about football.
You phoned a friend.
That's fine. I mean, that's a win. That's okay.
Tell your friend. Right there, Jake. Tell your friend, great job, because that's right. I did not know that. I had to look it up myself earlier today. That was at the end of the 2010 season, Scraby. 14 years ago was the last time neither the Chiefs nor the Patriots were in the AFC Championship game. And that game was a victory for the Steelers over the Jets.
That is crazy.
Very good. All right, so Jake will go to the game. Hopefully he'll take his friend who gave him the answer.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'll get to go to see the Dodgers and the Padres on Wednesday. There's one other thing. Thank you guys for partaking in that.
I'm going to get Jake while you talk.
The other thing I wanted to mention, Scraby, after every show, takes about probably, you know, quite a bit of time of his own time, and he sends out a podcast of the program. I don't know if everybody's aware of this. You don't get an alert on your phone, so you're not sure it's there. You don't know it's there. Here's the deal. If you miss any part of the show, or there's a segment of the show like today, our interview with Sean Reynolds, or, you know, a day you miss the Big Five or something like this and you want to hear it, you can always go to wherever you get podcasts and search for Gwynn and Chris. Scraby does send out podcasts of the show and different segments so that you can listen when you want to. And I, you know, this is something that I'm a little slow to come around to myself, Scraby, because, you know, I'm kind of newfangled to all of this. And to me, you just listen to the radio and when it's on, you hear it. But that's not the way we all take in our entertainment these days, is it? Anyway, be apprised and let everybody else know. Make a note of it. If you want to catch any part of the show later on in the evening, the next morning on your way to work, whatever it might be, you can find the Gwen and Chris podcast there. Wherever you get your podcast, Scraber, is there anything in particular
you can also go to YouTube and watch the show over again if you want to. Search 97.3 The Fan. But I work very hard on these podcasts.
I know you do, and that's why I think we should start promoting them a little bit more.
That's nice of you.
Because I notice it pops up on my phone all the time, and I don't tell anybody else about it. So I'm telling everybody else out there. The podcasts are there whenever, you know. Let's say you go for a jog at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Some of us do that.
Yeah.
Take the podcast along. Listen to whatever part of the show.
I'm a massive podcast listener. Well, not just stuff that we do here
on
the station.
I know a lot of people are.
To tons of podcasts.
Yeah. So anyway, we're there if you need that. I think that's all of the P's and Q's I had.
Are you ready for the big five then?
And I'm, but I need traffic first.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hold on. Brandon in the chat just alerted me to something that I am very angry about.
What's that?
Is it true that Frank won Fantabulous Game Show?
No. Frank the... No, we didn't... No, that's not true.
Okay, he's saying he did.
Not true. We didn't have an actual Fantabulous Game Show where Frank would compete against Tony.
Oh, okay. What did he do then?
We had a makeshift that did not include Tony.
Ah.
So I came up with a category with like 20 answers.
Ah.
And Frank had to try to get as many of them right as he could, and he got help from the chat.
Ah.
And between he and the chat, they did it.
That is an interesting idea for a segment.
That's what we did, and Frank did well. The category, if you must know, was the baseball players who have played for the Padres at some point in their career that are now in the Hall of Fame. Mm. Also, the Mets. Players who played for the Mets that are now in the Hall of Fame, since Frank's a Mets fan.
Yeah, yeah.
There were three players who played for both teams that are in the Hall of Fame. Ricky, Mike Piazza, and Roberto Alomar.
Okay.
But anyway, Frank got them all with a lot of help from the chat.
Okay.
So he did not win a Fantabulous Sports Game Show, as it were.
Anthony asks, is Scraby jealous of Ello and Frank's chemistry? Maybe a little bit.
He's worried.
Maybe a little bit.
He's worried.
Frank actually asked a question today that I had to take on a listener, and it was, name the 9 NFL teams that have their logo on their sleeve.
Oh, brother. That's beyond me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me
did too. Not know that. Dolphins, I think, do.
They do. They do.
Just because I have a couple of their jerseys.
Patriots are another. Seahawks were, I guess, another. Anyway, we need to get into the Big Five.
Let's get to the Big Five.
Number five.
The Athletics Chargers reporter Daniel Popper shared something that I think a lot of people are angry about, including myself. The team announced their schedule for training camp. Players are going to be reported to training camp on July 16th with the first practice starting the next day. But this year, the Chargers will be going to the University of San Diego to practice at the school on July 22nd and 23rd. Now, I guess the question to you, Chris, how do you feel about this?
Go again. The Chargers are bringing their practice down to San Diego?
July 22nd, 23rd, and they're going to be practicing at USD.
How do I feel about it? Like, should I feel invaded? Like, don't
Here's how I feel.
Yeah, tell me where I'm...
Don't come down here.
Don't!
Because you've already told the San Diego people, Chargers, that you do not care about them.
Yeah.
So do not try and extend an imaginary olive branch, because you've already told San Diego you do not like them.
Yeah. I'm personally just not going to hold a grudge for the rest of my life.
I understand that.
So here's my thing. You can come down here. You can. What I hope, though, is that no one out there will go. That would be the best statement of all. If you're really angry about the Chargers leaving and you hold the grudge forever and ever, and the Chargers make this big, deal, but, hey, we're bringing our training camp down to the USD. Come on out and see the Chargers. I think we can send a really good message by just not showing up.
I think that's a good point.
So that's what I would do.
Nick on the chat says, going to protest Dean Spanos.
No, don't even give him that. Just don't go.
Yeah.
I'd love to see them come running out on the field, and there's three people. Hey, go get them. What's your name? Justin Habert?
Habert. I feel kind of bad for the Chargers fans in San Diego that are still Chargers
fans.
Yes,
there are some.
Because
there are some.
You know, they probably want to go to see something like this. But I feel like you've already told San Diego how you feel about them. So
you can still be a Charger fan and support the team and not show up to that. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
I mean, really, I never really got the allure of thousands and thousands of people going to training camp anyway. It's quite boring.
I've been to a couple training camps, and it was cool when I was a kid, because you get to get autographs and meet the players and everything like that.
I'll give you that.
Number four.
So Tom Thibodeau was fired by the Knicks. We know that. But the rumors are now that It's always funny when someone gets fired and then all of a sudden you have these unnamed sources that tell everybody about why they were fired. He didn't use the bench correctly.
Oh, this
he
is
didn't
a bunch
use
of
Jalen Brunson
yeah, don't
correctly.
Don't even ask me the question.
No, that's not the question.
Oh.
The question is this. Jason Kidd is being rumored as a fit for the Knicks. I believe he still coaches the Mavs, right?
He does.
Do you think Jason Kidd would be a good fit for the Knicks?
I have no idea, and I don't care. I think the Knicks, I think it's pretty audacious of them, but to just assume they can go steal any coach they want to
yeah.
because they're the Knicks.
Yeah.
They happen to be one of the worst organizations in the league. So the only problem with Jason Kidd is he's at kind of a floundering organization right now that traded Luka away. But does have the number one pick. So maybe Dallas is a better place to stay. Kyrie Irving, by the way, said he doesn't envision himself going back there next year. So Jason Kidd will choose what's best for himself. And he'll coach the Knicks, if it is him, he'll coach the Knicks for 3 years. He won't win the title, and the Knicks will find somebody they think is better. The Knicks organization is doomed to chase its tail for eternity.
I don't disagree.
The move of firing Tibbs is annoying, but I'm not even a Tibbs fan. I just get tired of these teams, holding these coaches to absurd standards. You either win it all or else. But the Knicks are not the only one. The Dallas Stars, who just lost in the Western Finals of the Stanley Cup, they fired their coach today. Had an amazing year. Right? Got to the last four game or whatever.
Yep.
Sorry, out you go. So, your team's kind of, you're doomed for, failure, I think, if that's the way you run things. But that's what they do.
I was looking into Tibbs, I guess you call him, his career. I didn't realize that he was an assistant for 20 years before he got his first head coaching gig.
Yeah.
He
was fired after
time.
4 years in Chicago. He was fired.
And he had good records with them.
Yeah. He wears out.
Is it style?
I would think. I'm not there. I'm not at practice every day, but does he look like a happy man?
No, he does not look like a guy I want to go play for because he looks like he's angry all the time.
So, I get part of that. But at the same time, he knows how to, I don't know. He wins. And, there's people saying, well, he didn't use his bench right. He had no bench. That's not on him. That's on the people who put the team together in New York.
Well, the sources are saying that he didn't want a bench because he doesn't use his bench.
Oh,
all
whatever.
The sources are just being stupid.
All the sources are coming up with stuff. It's all being leaked by the Knicks themselves to try to make them look
totally.
Better.
Totally. This is how it works.
This is exactly how that works.
Number three.
So Donovan McNabb said something very interesting the other day, and I felt like this was a perfect Big Five topic. But we all know that he played his entire career under former Philadelphia head coach and current Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. And McNabb believes his former team made a mistake, a big mistake, by firing Reid after the 2012 season. He said that... you sit back and you start to watch and you see how Reed's career has gone to a different level. Mm-hmm. He said that He said that firing Andy Reid was a bigger mistake than the Giants letting Saquon Barkley go. What do you think? Which one is the bigger mistake?
I thought the Reid thing, is a mistake for what we just talked about. They fired Andy Reid in Philadelphia because he couldn't win the big one. Except he won the big one about 50 times to get to the game that was the big one that he lost.
Yeah.
Right? They were in the championship, three straight years, and a Super Bowl. They didn't win any of them, so Andy Reid couldn't win. And that's what teams get for thinking that way.
Now he can't lose.
Right. It was a mistake. But that was the Giant guy's stupider for letting Saquon go. Just because we got to all see it on TV. Like, if we would have got to see the Eagles brass walking around going, I guarantee you that Andy Reid will never win anything.
I think.
And then somebody said, well, what if he beats us in the Super Bowl someday? That'll never happen. He's never going to even get close. He'll never get a sniff of the Super Bowl. Now that would look stupider. But we don't have that.
The only thing that's holding me back from saying firing Andy Reid is a bigger deal is the fact that they've won a couple Super Bowls since Andy Reid has
left.
Yes,
right. The Eagles got a couple.
So it's
not
like they're in some drought of championships. But Saquon being let go is probably going to go down as one of the biggest mistakes in NFL history the way that he played.
Just because the way he played and the way because we all saw it.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean,
the
that
owner
video
was sitting
there
right there. The owner was saying, are we sure we want to do this? And what if he goes to in our division? Nah, don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That's exactly what happened.
It is.
Number two.
All right. So I guess Derrick Henry was on with Dan Patrick the other day. Chris, football's about to be here. Do you realize this?
Are you kidding me? I'm already counting the days. I told my neighbor the Dolphins-Buccaneers play in December already. I'm ready. Getting ready.
Well, I guess Derrick Henry was on Dan Patrick.
He's a Buccaneers fan. That's why. I told him that.
Oh, I was going to say, it's kind of random.
Yeah.
But Dan Patrick is, well, I guess, he was on, and then he promised Derrick Henry that if he rushed for over 2,000 yards, that he would talk to Adam Sandler about getting him into an Adam Sandler movie. Derrick Henry, that is.
Wait, what? Derrick Henry?
Dan Patrick
told me.
Set this all up. So
if
Adam
you rush
Sandler,
for 2,000 yards, I'll get you in an Adam Sandler movie. Isn't
Adam Sandler
nice
has, himself came back and said, if you rush for 2,000 yards, I will put you in a movie.
Wow.
So he's going to be in a movie if he rushes for 2,000 yards. I'm up first. Will Derrick Henry rush for over 2,000 yards? It's going to take a perfect season, but with a 17-game schedule, I think Derrick Henry has a shot. What do you think, Chris?
Well, 9 guys have done it now. This is not impossible.
Yeah.
He's one of the 9. And I believe he would be the first person to do it twice. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I can't.
I'm trying to click on this. The guys who've done it are Dickerson, Peterson, Adrian Peterson, yep. Jamal Lewis, Barry Sanders, Derrick Henry, Terrell Davis, Chris Johnson, Saquads, who, by the way, did it last year. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And OJ, who was the first. So, yes, Derrick Henry would be the first to do it twice. He last did it in 2020, Derrick Henry. So this is plus 6 years.
That is.
So I say no.
What did he have
last year? Although
last year
he was 1921, so he didn't miss it by much.
No, he just has this ability to have like 250-plus-yard runs a game.
Well, here's the key. If he plays against my fantasy team twice, he'll make it.
He'll make it?
Right. If he only plays against me once, he won't make it. Because it seems like he rushes for 400 yards and 6 touchdowns every time he plays against me.
Yeah, I have a guy like that.
Right. And then the rest of the time, he's, 70 yards and maybe 1 score. Derrick Henry's good, though.
He is very good. And he keeps himself in great shape.
I would think.
Number one.
So earlier today on the Brandon Sprint show,
this is number one?
Yes, they have a
Brandon Soprano's part of the number one?
His show.
Oh.
They have a segment for food, basically, because they do it right around lunchtime. And so Frank asked me to come up with, sometimes they do, if you're a guy who is bringing donuts to the office, what kind of donuts do you bring, type of thing? If you're a guy who brings pizza to your
work?
Employees, yeah, work, what kind of pizza should you bring? So my thing today was I revealed something that I eat that is very weird, and I want to see if you think it's weird, Chris. I eat something I call a potato popsicle.
We know this.
Eat frozen french fries. Have I told you guys this before?
Yes.
Okay,
we've
never
been
mind,
disgusted
then.
By it in the past.
So you're not a fan of...
Well, I can't say I've ever tried it, so
I
that's
think
not
I need
fair,
to get some.
Right? It's not fair to say I hate it already. I don't like the sound of it.
I can understand why you don't like the sound of it. Also, I've in the past taken a spoon of sour cream and eaten it. Have you ever done that?
Don't tell my cholesterol doctor, but probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know that I've ever done a spoonful of sour cream, but I've certainly dipped something that goes with sour cream. like let's say a potato skin.
Yeah.
Dipped it in there like got a huge dollop. Oh,
yeah. You can't even see the potato skin anymore.
Right. So that's almost the same thing.
I guess I guess you're right.
But you got to understand, I live in a very healthy household.
Oh, I know you do.
You know Loriello. She doesn't eat anything bad for you. And there's not a whole lot to choose from where I live. I have to go out and order bad food. And I do it. Don't get me wrong.
But I knew it.
It's not readily available to me like maybe some other people.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well. I was trying to think of something that I eat that I would think no one else really enjoys. Right? Like along with your frozen potatoes.
But I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is that I eat that like is a little weird to everyone else. So I don't have one like on equal terms.
Well, you haven't eaten the crackers in forever.
Now, the crackers have been kind of on a hiatus, but those aren't weird. They're just weird. You don't like them. They're not weird. Crackers is not a weird item.
Someone said
eating frozen French fries is a bit of a weird item. I say.
Brandon said, people eat spoons full of peanut butter. What's the difference? There's a big difference between peanut butter and sour cream. Come on.
Yeah. Peanut butter can be termed almost healthy for you, certainly compared to sour cream. But peanut butter does have a lot of calories.
It has a ton.
I am more of an almond butter guy, by the way.
I like almond butter.
Lori introduced me to almond butter, and peanut butter I don't enjoy as much anymore. I become an almond butter.
There's a lot of sugar in peanut butter, from what I read.
Let me just give you a little hint. As somebody who's not an official nutritionist but lives with one.
And that's the truth.
Okay. If the food you're eating tastes good, they probably slipped something like sugar or butter or something like that into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is how food tastes good.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is, people. And that's exactly why, you know, when they say, hey, go on a diet, okay, you can do it. And Esty Fowlos will teach you, but you're not going to get a lot of food with a lot of sugar in it. They're just not going to give it to you.
I was not allowed to eat spoonfuls of sour cream on the Esty Fowlos diet.
They're not going
to
let you have sugar. They're not going to let you have a lot of butter.
Yeah, that's
those
true.
Those are the two things they're going to keep out, and those are the two things that make food taste the best. It's just one of those dichotomies of the world. Wouldn't it be nice if vegetables with no spices or seasoning tasted better than those that were covered in butter?
It would be,
but it doesn't work that way.
It does not work that way.
Yes.
You can't have both.
No.
Juan says something that I have never tried before, but I'm not opposed to trying it.
He's giving us one of these weird foods? Okay, what you got?
Mexican rice with ranch. I could think that would be pretty good.
Can't be that bad.
No, anything with ranch is delicious. Like the Round Table Pizza Ranch, too, is very good.
Here's one thing that I ate once when I was a kid, and I don't know why I tried it, but it was one of those, you're at home after school, mom's not home.
Oh, yeah.
Two items left in the refrigerator. Let's see what happens. Tried a can of peaches, you know, those little...
Yeah.
Not a fresh peach, but the can that they're in that.
Did they have the little
sugary
cherry
syrup? No.
Okay.
They had sugary syrup, and they probably weren't very good for you. I'll tell you what I ate in a second. We got to pause for legal ID here. Scrabies.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
This is Jake Cronenworth.
And the Padres in front. It's 5-3.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan and Odyssey Sports Station.
Can of peaches, and I dipped it in some Thousand Island dressing, and I don't know why, but it was one of those moments in time where I was maybe that hungry.
Peaches in Thousand Island?
And I tried it, and it tasted okay, and so then I looked forward to it the next week, and it was awful. Like, it was just disgusting, so I don't know what happened on that.
I could tell you. It was gross to begin with, but you loved it for some reason.
Because I was hungry. Sometimes that happens.
Thousand Island is great.
Ketchup and mustard, people. Mix it together.
Is that Thousand Island? That's not Thousand Island.
Not ketchup and mustard. Ketchup and mayonnaise. Sorry. I spoke incorrectly. You will mix some ketchup and some mayonnaise. You will get yourself your Thousand Island dressing.
All right.
Put a little relish in, and you're all set.
I'd rather just buy it.
Yeah, me too. Quick note, going out, the Quick Report has released its list of the top 30 baseball players right now. Number one, Aaron Judge. Number two, Shohei Ohtani. Number three, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow, okay.
Let's get back to that, Fernando. Starting tonight in Milwaukee. I like this list, but there's no Manny Machado on it anywhere. And if you're going to give me a top 30 without Manny, I'm going to tell you that your list isn't too good.
You know, the MLB 100 list that they have out every spring training, there was players very upset that Paul Skeens was ranked so high Roki Sasaki, because he ranked really high, and they're like, this dude hasn't even thrown a pitch yet, and you guys are ranking him
high. Still has hardly thrown a pitch.
That's true.
Tonight, Randy Vasquez will throw some pitches. Chad Patrick will do the same for Milwaukee. Sam Levitt will preview all of it when we come back. Monday, don't miss it. It's Dodger Day. The Dodgers are in Monday night. So you got to get, you know, involved early.
You do.
2 o'clock for Gwen and Chris. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. So long.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.